And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. There are words in scriptures that we're familiar with, that are not really new to us, but that we need to be reminded of from time to time because it can be easy for us to forget. I like to believe that this is one of those things that we need to be reminded of from time to time. And part of it is because we all know that we can bring petitions to God and that we can ask God to help us with various things. And we do that, all of us do that in different ways. But there also can be a notion sometimes that the enemy wants to implant some doubt. And he wants us to believe, it's like part of us believes that, oh yes, I can ask and God will do it. But then there's another part of us that is kind of in agreement with the lie of the enemy that starts to doubt that. And it can start to believe, oh, well, God, you won't do that, or this will never change, or et cetera. There can be a little bit of a battle, tug of war, that we can face within ourselves, where part of us believes, yes, I believe I can ask this, God can do things, but then there's this other tug that, oh, well, no, God, you're not going to do it, or you're not going to hear this prayer, or et cetera. Especially if it's a prayer that we've offered for many years. While it's not in this particular gospel passage, I think a great example of that is the hemorrhaging woman and how she had asked for so many years for God to heal her, and it seemed like that prayer had never been heard to the point where she literally gave up. Sometimes the challenge is we can become discouraged and we stop asking God. Because it seems like we've asked God for so long, and it seems like something hasn't happened, and we're almost like, well, why bother? Why should I even keep asking? So this particular gospel passage is meant to be one to encourage us that whenever we start to feel that place of thinking, man, I should just give up, I should stop asking God because it's just never going to happen, this passage is meant to encourage us, and it's meant to say, no, don't stop asking. Keep asking, even if it's 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever, how many years sometimes of asking. God, I believe that it will happen. I'm going to keep asking. I'm going to keep persevering and pushing through any of that discouragement or any of that despair that can happen. I'm going to keep asking to you, God.